You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning.
A day after the Securities and Exchange Board of India barred Subhash Chandra, SL Group's chairman, and his son Puneet Goenka, Managing Director and Chief Executive of Zee Entertainment Enterprises, from holding any key position in listed entities, the duo approached the Securities Appellate Tribunal challenging the markets regulator order. In a 16-page interim order, SEBI accused Chandra and Goenka of siphoning off funds from Zee Enterprises for their own benefit back in 2019. The National Committee on Transmission has approved a record 64,000 crore rupee worth of 6 power transmission projects for connecting green energy installations. The projects are likely to be awarded this year through the bidding route. The Securities Appellate Tribunal has stayed IRDAI's decision to transfer policy liabilities of Sahara India Life Insurance to SBI Life. On June 2nd, IRDAI had directed SBI Life Insurance to take over policy liabilities of around 2 lakh policies of Sahara Life as the latter failed to comply with the regulatory directives. Japan's Sony Corporation, which is merging its Indian television content company with Zee Entertainment, is likely to seek a fresh forensic audit of the company after market regulator SEBI leveled fund diversion charges against Zee promoters. Reliance Industries may earn $10 to $15 billion from its new energy business by 2030, but will need acquisitions or partnerships to make up for limited expertise in technology. But that's according to a report by Sanford C. Bernstein. The four-wheeler major Maruti Suzuki is set to launch a new multipurpose vehicle in Invicto next month. It will be the company's first passenger vehicle with an ex-showroom price tag of 20 lakh rupees or more. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India has mandated the telcos deploy AI and ML filters within 30 days to block unsolicited calls and messages commonly referred to as spam. In an order issued on Tuesday, the regulator said that all telcos have to deploy artificial intelligence and machine learning-based systems capable of constantly evolving to deal with new signatures, new patterns, and new techniques used by unregistered telemarketers. Aviation Safety Regulator DGCA has granted permission to no-frills airline IndiGo to operate its flight services to Nairobi in Kenya. This would be the Gurugram-based airline's first foray into the vast African region. IndiGo had in February announced its plans to launch air services to Nairobi, Jakarta and some Central Asian countries as part of its international expansion plans amid increasing competition. Capital markets regulator SEBI has levied fines totaling 40 lakh rupees on Brightcom Group and its promoters for flouting regulatory norms. The regulator slapped a fine of 12 lakh rupees on Geeta Kancharla, 6 lakh rupees each on Vijay Kumar Kancharla. The capital markets regulator SEBI has levied fines totaling 40 lakh rupees on Brightcom Group and its promoters for flouting regulatory norms. Chemical maker Anupam Rasayan said it has signed a letter of intent worth $265 million with a Japanese specialty chemical company for the supply of new-age patented life sciences active ingredient for the next 5 years. The product will be in the validation phase for the next 18 months, and upon the successful validation, the supply will commence from 2025 calendar year. Moving on to markets, Indian equity markets opened flat ahead of the US Federal Reserve's policy outcome later in the day. Inflation in the US eased to a more than 2-year low in May, which could lead the Federal Reserve to pause and skip a rate hike. BSE Sensex was trading 13 points higher at 63,156. Nifty 50 was trading at 18,723, up 7 points. In business term of the day, we look at SAT, Securities Appellate Tribunal. It's a statutory and autonomous body created as per provisions of Section 15K of Securities and Exchange Board of India Act 1992. The presiding officer and other members of the board are elected by the selection committee by the Prime Minister of India. Jurisdiction of Securities Appellate Tribunal or SAT extends to companies situated across India. It hears and disposes of appeals against orders passed by SEBI, Pension Fund Regulatory and PFRDA and IRDAI.
stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.